the people who were advocating that we should be taking up the issue of gay rights or equality for homosexuals, as it then was, had to explain why they had to put a case for it. Mm-hmm. And we listened to the case and thought, oh, right enough. And one of the things, I still use it to this day, that sank into my mind was a guy, that, to my shame, I don't know who he was, who said, look, we're taking up all this stuff about what's happening in Chile and the miners and death and Vietnam. Look, why should we condemn people for how they love each other rather than condemn people for hating each other? Right enough, aye. I'd never thought about that before. But again, it was partly because, to the best of my knowledge, I had never met anyone who was gay, but then you wouldn't, because they wouldn't tell you, you know. Yeah. Up to that point, it was like you were talking about someone from another planet. Yeah. It's only, you know, later on I discovered that a number of my school pals and so on, you know, as it turned out, were gay, but nobody would ever have come out at that time.